in just one ha'ara as it relates to the lighter portion of today's daf, and that is the very beginning of the Gemara, really the opening remarks of the Gemara, which were Tanya v'chein hoy Reb Shimon bar Yochai Omer. Reb Shimon bar Yochai used to say, "Kivrei Ovdei Kechavim einon metame ba'oil." The kvarim of Ovdei Kechavim are not metame ba'oil. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Ve'etein tzoini tzoin marisi adam atem." And we learn from this pasuk, "Adam atem atem kruyim adam ve'ein ha'Ovdei Kechavim kruyin adam." Parenthetically, before we start the read, I saw in the Sefer HaChaim. So the Sefer HaChaim is a Sefer that we quote from. It's from the Achi Amaral, Reb Chaim Reb Tzalol, Mifriedberg. It's actually not in the Sefer HaChaim. It's in the Sefer Igeres HaTil. So it's in the Chelek HaRemez, Oiskof. See, he goes through different things that start with the letter Kof, and he talks a little bit about it. One of the things he mentions is Keli. Keli, a Keli. So he says, Keli is Nutrikon, Koyein Levi Yisrael. This is what Reb Chaim Reb Tzalmi Friedberg said. He said, the word Keli is Rosh HaTevis, Koyein Levi Yisrael. And he says, there's an Oimek over here. He says, because Kelim are synonymous with Yidin, and they're really the foundation, the foundation of the Bria. So what he says, Kalim are the foundation of a Bria. And he says, I'll tell you, Remez L'Dover. They're Chaf Beis Oisiyah Shabai Nivru Shamayim Varetz, right? They're 22 Oisiyahs. Those are the Oisiyahs of the Aleph Beis. He says, if you look at the 22 Oisiyahs, you have Aleph through Tes, that's 1 through 9, and then you have Yud Chaf Lamid Mem. Yud Chaf Lamid Mem is Oisiyahs Kalim. And then you have the next 9 Oisiyahs. So he says, right in the middle of the Chav Beis Oisiyahs, you have Kalim, Rosh HaTevis Kalim. That's because Kalim is the Yisoyed, it's the Shirish of everything. And Remez L'Dover, Kali is Koyen Levi Yisrael. See, he says afterwards that just like you find this concept of Atem Kriyim Adam, Ve'ein Oivdei Kechavim, Ein Umayso Oilam Kriyim Adam, it's in a similar vein. Atem Kriyim Kalim, Ve'ein Umayso Oilam Kriyim Kalim. As I state in Reb Chaim Reb Tzalmi Friedberg, it sounds a little like Sisrei Torah. But this is what he says. What came to mind, this is the only reason I'm mentioning this today, is the Goyin that we spoke at earlier in the week, that there's Dalit things that are mamish part of the Mahus of the person. And one of them is a person's possessions. Kalim is Kayhanim Levim Yisraelim, Atem Kriyam Adam, Atem Kriyam Kalim. Again, Me'inyan Le'inyan, a little bit, but Isa Inyan.